Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello and happy day, sweet friends. It is so great to be back live here on the show today with you. Thank you for your patience while I took a little hiatus the last couple of shows to indulge in a getaway with my husband. We had the opportunity to travel to Kauai, where this beautiful island with all of the elements in perfect balance, I'll tell you, was just so nurturing to the soul. We had the best holiday ever. Every single day was like an adventure. And it's so interesting because both my husband and I move into a year five in numerology. We're both in this personal year five. And so in that becomes travel. It becomes doing things we've never done before. It's all about adventure and moving. And I'll tell you what, we certainly did indulge in all of that in the last couple of weeks in Kauai. Now, on the flip side of that, and, you know, we're experiencing, you know, this super blue moon today. We've got the eclipse taking place, and all of that energy has been at play for, you know, not just today, but days leading up to it. And I'll tell you, I got hit big time with it the moment I came back to Canada. It was as if everything that had been in balance in Kauai went out of balance the moment I landed the plane. And I got hit with a really bad, what we can just call, you know, a flu. And it was like every symptom under the sun, basically, I had played with this past weekend. I'm coming out of it now, and I'm feeling, you know, so much better. But I know, like everything, it's all a part of the larger picture. This is exactly what is playing out with this super blue moon, with the eclipse door opening. You know, you might be experiencing it too, you know, being really lethargic, really tired. Oh my goodness, I have slept so much this last week. It has been, I mean, even that's a real treat. I mean, it's unusual because usually spirit has me up and happening constantly with, you know, throughout the night, or, you know, even with what is hours of rest, I guess, for me. So the other, you know, I recognize, you know, as I said, the tired, the lethargic, really massive headaches, migraines like crazy. Maybe you've been having them too. And I'll tell you, in the world of that we're playing out, we have all of our chakra systems coming into balance with this energy. And as a result, our physical bodies go into healing mode because it recognizes this energy as being something foreign. It's like an antibody, and it begins to begins to protect us in some way. But anyway, I want you to know that if you've been feeling like me, all with divine purpose, all with greater expansion for all of us, and all about bringing us into balance with all of the current energies and everything playing out. This is, as I said before, 2018, the year of spiritual connection. And even this, everything that I've been feeling within the physical aspects of what I've been, you know, moving through, as well as what we understand on that spiritual level, everything is about for deeper connection with self, deeper connection with spirit, deeper connection with all of the powers that be. So know that whatever you're going through, if you're feeling the little hiccups of this moon, you know what? I want you to know you're right on path. It's all good. Bless what's happening. I find that the greatest thing that I can do through any kind of illness or dis-ease that I have within my body is always to praise it, to thank it. And in doing so, you know, gratitude shifts everything. And it definitely can shift the symptoms of this lunar, intense lunar energy that we're playing in. All right. So, where do I even begin? Well, you know what? I want to go back to Kauai. I really seriously want to go back to Kauai. But I'm going to take my conversation to experiences that played out in Kauai. I'm talking about signs today from spirit. You know, spirit is all around us, constantly trying to get our attention, to engage with us, to interact, to communicate, and really our loved ones wanting us to know more than anything that they're still very much with us. You know, when someone dies, of course, it feels so final with their physical presence, how we've known ourselves to interact with them, the conversations, the coffee dates, the, you know, the celebrations and holidays and just general day-to-day life, how we experienced, you know, life with them completely changes. And that's what death does. It feels so final. But the truth of that is, it's just a change of form. We are these eternal beings, right? We have this spirit that lives inside of us. And when we die, you know, there's no such thing as death because we're alive in this physical body and we're alive. You know, we just let go of that physical body. It's a complete change of form that takes place. And so our loved ones are with us constantly, wanting us to get to know them in this change of form, to recognize their energy, their presence, and most importantly, their love with us. Oh my gosh. So, as I said, I want to go back to Kauai. And the reason for this, I had some incredible experiences with spirit. I mean, I always do, but there seemed to be something that was amplified in connection with spirit while I was away. Now, one of the things I think, as I said earlier, all of the elements are all in balance there. The earth, you know, the earth energy, our water, the air, the fire, it's all so in balance. And so it really is the perfect conditions to be able to find that connection within ourselves, but also the connection with the other side. And so everything was immensely amplified, but amplified not in an overwhelming way, amplified in awareness, amplified with ease, amplified really truly within gratitude of connection. One of the most exhilarating experiences, and you know, that's what I don't talk about science. How do we know our loved ones are with us? How do they know? How do we know it's them and we're not just making it up inside of our head? Well, you know, when we look at our loved ones crossing over, I want you to know that they're very eager to get our attention. They work, you know, work in so many amazing ways, countless ways to send us signs, you know, visiting us, of course, in our dreams, but really, as I said, to show up as a presence in our life, in their afterlife. So, you know, even though we need to really have an open mind and open heart for this, that's for sure. But everything that plays out is a sign from spirit. I often say that, you know, recognizing a sign from a loved one is very much like receiving a compliment. Because when you receive a compliment, one of the things we do is we instantly want to reject the compliment. So if someone says, "Hey, I really, really, you know, love your personality," you'd be like, "Oh, thanks, but yeah, I'm not always this pleasurable," right? We reject what's being given to us. So, you know, somebody says even that they compliment you on clothing. "Hey, I really like your shirt." You're like, "Oh yeah, thanks, you know, but I got it real cheap." We immediately begin to discredit, you know, a compliment. And that's what happens when we are actually getting signs from spirit, is that we reject them. You know, our loved one here is sending us a sign, which of course I'm going to talk about in much more detail. They're sending all of this love. They're working hard to get our attention. They're doing everything to help us feel better and to let us know that they're around us and that they're caring and that they're helping and that they haven't gone anywhere. And at the whole time, as the signs are appearing, as we're having the awareness to them, we begin to reject it, just like the compliment. We ignore it sometimes, and we often don't believe it's a sign from the heavens that could possibly be coming to us. So, of course, you know, I'm a medium, and I know that many of you tuning in are, and of course, many of you that aren't that aren't mediums are also tuning in. And so this is really important as a collective, really, to have this conversation, because even, you know, You know, going to a medium is a great way. I'm all about it. I've, you know, done so many sessions for people and helped in so many ways to bring healing and that validation that their loved ones are still very much with. But the other part I want you to know is that you don't need to go to a medium, that you are just as worthy as receiving messages from spirit as anyone else. That you just have to be someone who believes it's possible, and really to believe that you're worthy of that connection. That's big. That's a really big one. So I want to tell you, first off, the most simple thing to, before I take you back to Kauai, the most simple thing to recognize is that if you think it is a sign from your loved one, it is. If you think it's a sign from spirit, it is. If you think it's guidance, it is. If you think they're trying to get your attention, they are. The moment you think it, because you are receiving them, it is awareness to their energy and the gift that you are receiving. And so, just like a compliment, it's like the moment you think, you know, the moment you receive it, to simply say thank you. Because the more times you recognize this, the more you say thank you, the more that your loved one will be able to bring you further connection. All right, so I want to go back to Kauai. As I said, all of the elements in perfect balance, the experiences with spirit, really, really profound. We had the opportunity to tour and go into an area of Kauai, which is famous for their wet, dry caves. Now, the moment we walked into this wet, dry cave, I immediately knew spirit was with me. You see, we often will experience spirit before we've seen, heard, or been given a sign. That there is a deeper awareness that begins to spark when they are present with us. And just like when I walked into that cave, the moment I walked in, I was like, I said to my husband, we have company. It was in that moment, you see, what happened is to feel a shift of energy that takes place. Sometimes it can be a simple change of energy, a change in temperature that plays out. You might even feel a little bit of a breeze around you, or even just have the feeling that there is someone standing beside you, which was the case for me. The moment I walked into the cave, there they were. So it's from that point of awareness that the signs, you know, being able to see them, to hear them, to smell them, to receive them begin to take place. But we know immediately. The other thing that happened, as I said, I felt a shift of energy. There's something that takes place within our physical body. You know, our physical body is such an amazing, amazing a temple, of course, for our soul, but it's such an amazing communicator for us, because it is through the physical body that we begin to sense, to feel, or to be in awareness of spirit. And so in that moment, I felt not only the change of shift of temperature, but this rush of energy that seemed to move through my body. It was almost as if spirit moved through me. It was like as if they literally walked, you know, I got goosebumps from head to toe. The hair on my arms began to stand up. So in that moment, it was like, boom, they were there. Now, I know that there are a lot of ways that are really profound ways of spirit getting our attention. But I just wanted to share that experience of walking into that cave with you, because one, I didn't know for sure that spirit was with me before the goosebumps, before the breeze. I didn't know it on a logical way, but I thought it. Again, if you think it's a sign from spirit, it is. If you think spirit is with you, they are. You wouldn't be having the thought if it was not actually taking place. So just in that moment when I walked in the cave, I thought spirit was with me, and I thought it because they were. Sounds simple, right? Well, it actually is. So, you know, when we look at spirit and spirit connecting with us. Of course, there are many ways in which we receive them. As I talked about, you know, we have the ability to be able to feel them both on an emotional level as well as on a physical level. We have the ability to hear them, to even smell them, to smell a fragrance, to smell a flower, to smell a cologne or perfume. There are all kinds of ways that we begin to receive them. Sometimes it is just knowing that they're there, that absolute moment of just knowing, just thinking the thought, just having it within that nanosecond of awareness. So understand that you may not always be receiving a physical sign, that sometimes it's not going to be the coin or the flowers, but it's just the fact that you're feeling their presence, that their actual essence is with you. Because your loved ones, as I said, still want to be in your presence, and so they very much work at helping you to recognize that they are. So there are great signs. There are great physical signs that take place. As I said, sometimes they will send coins or flowers. Sometimes you will see birds outside your window or butterflies. You know, the spirit always jokes with clients that, you know, I mean, they use coins and they're working on, you know, bringing $100 bills. I can't wait for the day that begins to happen. but I want to talk. So that sensing their presence. Have you ever just walked into a room and you just kind of felt spooked? That there was just something that seemed off or funny? Well, I'll tell you, that's awareness to spirit as well. You have this innate ability to be able to recognize their energy, and they have this amazing ability to be able to bring it to you with real strength and vibration. And so even simply walking into a room and just getting the feeling, oh, it's kind of spooky in here. Something feels off. I don't feel like I'm by myself. I'll tell you, those are classic things that spirit will do. We're recognizing their energy. Now, as I said before, everything is energy, right? You understand that. Everything is energy. We're energy. And when spirit dies, they're a change of form, but they're still energy. And so when we are in a place of receiving them, we're recognizing their energy. We're receiving them in energetic form, their essence of their spirit, the vibration of their energy. That's what we're recognizing. So there are, of course, some real direct methods of communication that I'm going to share in a while. But I think what I really want you to understand is that sometimes it's just a sensation. Sometimes it's just the knowing that they're there, the thought, the idea. Because if, you know, as I said earlier, if you think it is them, it is. If you think it's a sign, it is. You wouldn't be having the thought. You would not be having the thought. So that was the first thing, as I said. I walked into that cave and oh my gosh, there they were. But I'll tell you, spirit can get even louder when they really want our attention. And that takes me to another experience that I had. My husband and I had the opportunity to stay with friends while we were there. And as we were in their guest suite one night, I had a really strong presence and knowing of a feeling of the presence. So again, I had the awareness. I had the thought that someone was there, even though there had been no other sign to this point. I immediately, after having the thought, got complete awareness to the fact that there was a gentleman standing in the corner of our room over kind of by the little kitchenette area, and that he was young, and that, you know, I got his name and all that kind of stuff was playing out. But I was ignoring him because I was there for vacation. I wanted to, you know, have a little snooze for whatever hours I could snooze while I was there, and really just take in this opportunity to rest and relax and just indulge in what vacation offers. And when I had my eyes closed, it was as if everything in the kitchenette was knocked off the shelf. It was as if all of the glasses were rattling, all of the plates and saucers and everything were thrown onto the floor. It's as if the whole cupboard had been cleared off of everything that it had been holding. And yet, when I opened my eyes, everything was exactly as it should be. You see, even at that, those sounds that we hear, even though there's not a physical, remember I talked about the physical expression of a sign, even though there was no physical change to that environment, there was no dish on the floor, there was nothing out of place, the energy behind what Spirit had done was very, very real. So you might even have those times where you hear noises happening in your home. Perhaps you hear your voice being called, or you hear dishes rattling, or your cutlery, you know, being dropped on the ceramic floor. And yet to find that there's nothing out of place, nothing has changed. You see, that's another way that Spirit works hard to get our attention, where their vibration of energy is able to create sound waves that can represent certain things happening. So you, again, another sign, you're not going crazy. You're not just hearing things. That's very, very real. And it's one of the ways that Spirit works very hard to get our attention. Now, they don't necessarily all come in with such a direct communication or a disturbance. And I know that for some people, my kids always say I'm weird, which I totally accept. because my youngest son always says, "Oh, Mom, you always think this stuff is so normal, and it's not normal." But in my world, it is normal. And so it doesn't spook me. It doesn't scare me. You know, if anything, I just, you know, like I would do with anybody, it's like, you know what, please don't do that. You know, don't interrupt me. I'm in bed. I'm having my sleep time, right? Where it can be a little bit disturbing. We can get spooked out by it. You know, we watch and we can learn so much from children. I mean, out of the mouths of babes. I mean, they are so profound in what they share and can be our greatest teachers. But they too are very connected, of course, to the angels, to Spirit. And so, you know, it's not uncommon to see young toddlers that are chatting away to nothing. I recently had my niece contacted me, and one of the things that she had expressed was the fact that a friend's little one was standing at the bottom of a staircase just talking up the staircase. She said, "Is that possible? Does that really happen?" Yes, that's another way that Spirit uses our children to be able to interact. I mean, children's vibration is so fine-tuned, and there's no judgment, right? Children have no judgment. They're open, and the little babbling and the conversation was, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, that was very real. And so there are ways in which Spirit will show up through very physical expressions, as well as energetic expressions, or in other times in what we observe happening, even through children. So, of course, after the commercial break, I want to really talk, and I'm going to give you some really common, some of the most common signs to help you to recognize that you're not alone and help you to become aware of your surroundings, you know, so that you can take notice of Spirit and how you can receive signs while you're fully awake. Sometimes, you know, people believe that Spirit activity only happens at nighttime. And the reason that is because you're not noticing them during the day. And so when we get into that dream state or that twilight kind of state, you know, our ego is at sleep and we become just like those small children, much more susceptible to the energy of Spirit. And that's why it seems like the activity is more at nighttime. But we can receive those signs during the day while we're fully awake. And I'll tell you, the more that we can connect and receive Spirit in this way during the daylight hours, the more that they actually leave you alone at nighttime, which is really exciting. I know it's made a huge, huge difference in my world. So with the ability to connect to people, just connecting with people, I want you to think about that. You don't even have to be a medium. You have the ability to connect with people. You connect with your colleagues. You connect with your friends. You connect with your family. You connect with your neighbors, right? You have conversations all the time with all the people around you. I want you to know that it's no different with our deceased loved ones, that there are common methods and techniques that we can use to connect with our loved ones. And again, there are also all of those beautiful signs that our loved ones bring to us to ensure that they are hearing us, that they are with us, that they love us, and that they are here to help and support us completely along the way. Now, I'm going to be going to commercial break here shortly, but before I do, I wanted to just put out there that if you are interested in learning to receive receive your loved ones in greater capacity, whether you want to work professionally, whether it is just for your own opportunity to understand your gifts and abilities and how it is to truly receive spirit. I want you to check out my website, bonnieworth.ca. I have, this coming March, I have a certification program coming up in the spiritual art of mediumship, where I will take you through 2.5 days of self-discovery and to really help you to understand how to connect with spirit, but how to really have an authentic and very real relationship with the other side without without you believing or thinking that you're going crazy in what you're experiencing. I laugh about it because I'll tell you that's exactly what so many people believe. And we get into fear. I'm going to talk more about fear after the commercial break, too, because sometimes it is our own fear that interrupts spirit from truly being able to get through to us, to bring us those signs so that we're able to know of their presence and of their love. I'll talk more about that after commercial break.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself so you can save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories. Your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is.
This is so great. Much fun. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
I think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Doesn't matter anyway, just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
All right, my sweet friends. So we are talking about sensing the presence of spirit. You know, our loved ones on the other side after they cross, as I said, you know what, they're still very much with us and very often. You know, death feels, I mean, not very often, I mean, it always does. Death feels very final, you know, very complete and again, our loved ones feel so far away. And yet the truth of that is that it's just a shift or change of form, and that they're very much present and with us and want nothing more than to let us know. Now, sensing their presence, you know, many people report that they sense the presence of their loved ones around them after they pass. And that's exactly it, you know, to understand that when someone dies or when they cross, about 99% of, you know, our loved ones, you know, 99% of spirit, they cross immediately to the other side, that they are in the moment of their death experience, that they are visited by angels and other loved ones on the other side that are escorting them and helping them, you know, to cross over. That not very often, you know, I mean, does it happen that some take longer? Absolutely. But from my experience, the majority of spirit cross over immediately upon their death experience without pain, without suffering. You know, they leave the physical body behind. And so they, you know, because of that, they leave their humanness behind, right? They leave that physical body. And so they're in a state of absolute pure pure light, pure love, and they're met, as I said, by angels and other loved ones who are there to greet them, and great reunions take place. Now, as I said, many people report having, you know, the sensing the presence of their loved one right after they pass. And that's very true, is that after they cross, they're reaching back from heaven. They are trying to comfort. They are trying to help, you know, other their loved ones to understand their death, to find some healing, to be there while they're grieving. And so, as I said earlier, sometimes that can just, that you might notice a shift that takes place around you, a change in energy, or that actual air movement where you feel a little bit of a breeze. You might even, you know, sometimes it can be where their loved one, you know, is standing by the bed. You know, if you've ever been laying in bed and wake up and feel as if someone is standing there, it's because they are there next to you. You might actually even feel as if somebody gets into bed with you, or as if somebody is sitting beside you on the couch, or, you know, while you're reading a book, or even while, you know, you're driving in your car. I mean, that's a real common type of visit for spirit. If you are very close to the person and you feel them visiting you, notice their presence. Notice, because it is very much the same energy as when they were alive. And you have the ability to connect with them, to you know, what's so beautiful is you don't need to be a medium for this to happen. You don't, you know, need to take my class, although I want to encourage you to take my class, because it really puts some of that fear aside and really brings some greater understanding to the afterlife. But as I said, you don't need to be a medium. That you have, everybody is worthy of a connection with them, and to feel their presence of someone that you have loved, it's because you have known them personally. And there's many reasons why they might be coming to visit. As I said, they might just be there to help you to grieve, to hold you, to support you. They might just be coming by to say hello and I love you. But yeah, the most common time, you within that first 3 weeks after somebody crosses, the spirit energy is very, very strong with us. They are still very connected, even though they have crossed over, they're still very much present and connected with the earth plane. And so therefore, you know, they are around us constantly. And so there's a 3 week window that is where spirit really is hanging out with us. You know, it's not uncommon for a spirit to attend their funeral, to be a part of even the planning of the things that play out, but most importantly, to be there to comfort and to help the people that they've left behind in getting through the shock and, you know, the acceptance of the death. So once that 3 weeks is up, it's almost like the doorway, you know, to the other side closes, so to speak. And our loved ones will then take a much needed rest, a much needed break on the other side. But depending on what their life was like and what they endured or went through, or the lessons that they would have, you know, gained along the way, that rest period can be, you know, short term, and it can be something that can, you know, take months or years before we feel a connection with them. But what is important to know is that they always send their love. They're always reaching back. And even though in that first 3 weeks they're very connected with the earth plane, that after that door closes, their love still remains. They stay connected through the love that you feel and that you have for them, as well as the love that they have for you. So it keeps you connected forever. And it is because of that, that they're able to move through from their plane in heaven, what we call heaven, and to connect with us here on earth. So again, the first thing is, again, the sensing of their presence, just that shift and that change. Now, what will happen very shortly, sometimes after that, is that our grief will block us from actually being able to receive our loved ones after they've crossed. It's like it puts up a barrier. If you've ever heard of the veil, the veil on the other side, or the veil between, you know, us and them, the veil actually isn't real. It actually does not exist. In when we look at it from a much larger perspective, that it is something that we actually create. We create the block, and we create that block through our grief. We create the block through our fear. And so, as a medium, what can happen is I can penetrate that veil. I can move through those blocks to be able to receive spirit. But very often, many people will say, I don't ever feel the presence of my loved one. Why are they not with me? Do they not care? Have they, did they make it to the other side? And the truth is, they care very much. And yes, they have made it to the other side. And one of the most common ways for spirit to be able to move beyond that veil that we've created is through visitations, through dreams. And it's a real common way for spirit to connect with us. And you might even talk yourself out of a spirit visitation dream. I mean, remember the compliment I talked about, how we rejected the compliment? When our loved ones show up in a dream, and which is a very, very regular thing, we can often talk ourselves out of it. You see, a visitation from our loved one in a dream is very different than a real dream. Our loved one will enter a dream and will be surrounded with some sort of light. You might see them standing, on the outside watching. I've certainly had dreams like that when my dad passed, where everything within the dream was absolute chaos, but yet I noticed him standing over by the wall, and I could see him smiling, and he had light around him. And while in that dream, I maybe never got the opportunity to go and talk with him or to be with him, he was showing up in that dream to let me know he was there. The smile on his face was telling me that he was happy. And so, when you wake up, there's so much comfort that comes from these dreams. And when you wake up, you're going to know that they're okay. You're going to feel a little bit more peaceful. And you're going to know that, that they've made it to the other side. It's one of the very first ways that spirit begins to let their presence be known to us, is to show up in dreams. Now, once we've been healing through our grief and time has passed, it becomes a little easier for spirit to really catch our attention. And so it's not uncommon then to move into times of being able to actually feel their touch. Now, for somebody, to feel their touch isn't in the same way as if they would have, held your hand when they were alive. Feeling their touch, you can feel their hug. You might feel the brushing of your hair, a very gentle breeze or stroke even of the cheek. You might feel it's common to for their touch. It creates a sensation through your body. And so you have the ability to perceive their touch. And so here again, don't reject it. Don't talk yourself out of it. If you feel your hair being played with, know that it's them. A brush of your cheek, a brush of, the moving of your hair, the tickling on the back of your neck. Those are all ways in which you can imagine that your loved one is hugging you, kissing you, loving you. They're very much, very much there. And so spirit will continue to visit in this way. The moment we are able to receive their touch, and it's what we long for after someone has passed, right? We long to feel their touch. And that sometimes you can simply close your eyes and imagine them hugging you. And to know that as you are imagining that hug, they really are hugging you. Ask and you shall receive. They want to be able to give you whatever you need, help you in whatever way that they can. So the ability to recognize their touch can also manifest in a feeling of them, like I said, sitting beside you, laying down beside you, and you'll notice it in an instant. It's really very comforting. It's one of the most comforting forms of connection, to be able to just have that sensation. And again, I want to invite you. It's like the moment I say that, don't reject it. Don't talk yourself out of it. And I said about the dreams, you know, wake up, oh, I think my dad came to me. No, that couldn't have been a visitation dream. It needed to be more profound than that. Or in this case, it's like, oh, I feel my hair moving on my head. Oh, I must just, you know, I must just have dry scalp, or I must just be itchy, right? Know that it is them. Now, another one, a very common, becomes the smelling of fragrance, like, you know, a cologne or a perfume. It can also be, you know, I know my mother-in-law always brings in cigarette smoke to me. That's how I always know that it's her. These are commonly reported as well. So if you smell cigarette smoke and nobody's smoking in your house, know that, you know, it is your mother-in-law or your grandfather. You know, they're letting you know that they're around, they're visiting. It's another way for them to say hello. Just simply getting a whiff of a flower scent, you know, around you. I know I often say to my husband, I'm like, do you smell cigarette smoke? And he's like, no, I don't smell anything. And I'm like, oh, okay, I know it's my mother-in-law. Where he'll say to me, do you smell bubblegum? And I'm like, I don't smell bubblegum. Neither one of us is chewing bubblegum, but he knows in the moment that that's his mom saying hello to him. Now, so we smell things. They can sometimes be real pleasant smells. It can also sometimes be some not pleasant smells. So just know that spirit has a great sense of humor. If they had a great sense of humor in life, I'll tell you, they have a great sense of humor on the other side, like my mother-in-law. And the cigarette smoke, she knows that, one, I'm allergic to cigarette smoke. Nolan and I don't smoke. And it's one of the ways that she catches my attention, because I actually start sneezing from it, you know, so I know that she's having a great laugh about that. So the ability to be able to smell, right? We are able to smell. Now, the other thing is, I said, you might actually hear a voice. You might actually hear a noise, as I said earlier, but you might hear a voice as if somebody is talking to you. You might hear a name, your name being called. You might hear what sounds like a radio playing in the other room. Now, it's possible to hear externally in this way. And it's also, there's an internal hearing that takes place as well. But just know that they are speaking to you. Now, of course, we know that spirit no longer has a voice box, right? They no longer have a physical body, but they're creating an external noise in order to get your attention. And know that that is actually really tough for them. That's hard. That takes a lot of energy. So instead of us, you know, freaking out and going, oh my God, what's that? Oh, that's, you know, just simply say hello, simply say thank you, simply acknowledge that it is your loved one reaching out and trying to say hello. Now, as I said, you might actually hear it internally through thought or through actual word transference. That happens as well. But a lot of times it's the external noises that will play out. As I said, there's been times where, you know, years ago, where I walked into my home and I said hello to my family, and they were all upstairs and they all said hello back. And yet from the bottom of the steps came another voice that said hello. So our loved ones work very hard in these ways to be able, you know, to recognize their presence. Now, the other thing that's really kind of cool is that spirit can really play with technology. They have the ability to create unexpected electrical activity in our home, which means that they're able to actually, because of their energy, that they can actually manipulate the energy. So our TV, the lights, maybe your kids' toys are going off. Okay. They can turn things on and off. But they also bring in, you know, songs on the radio where there's a song that maybe was their favorite. And you hear that every time you turn on the radio, every time you get into your vehicle, that song is on. Know that that's another way that they're able to work with the electrical activity in order to communicate with you, where they're able to bring those songs forward to you, where they're able to, you know, turn the lights up high and low, and even, you know, turn your TV on and off. I had an alarm clock go off all by itself one time. Now, in that, they also, because of it, I've also received several phone calls from the other side, phone calls with unknown numbers where there's nothing but static on the line. I've had messages left on my answering machine, which would have been, how do I explain it real quick, where, you know, when you pick up the phone and you dial a wrong number and the operator will come on and say, the number you have dialed is no longer in service. So I will actually have that message on my answering machine. And in order for that to happen, I would have had to have called out. And an answering machine receives calls that are coming in. So it's a little bit freaky in what plays out, but really, you know, super cool at the same time. But if you've ever had a phone call where even where all of the numbers show up zero on your cell phone, you can pick it up and it might occur for several months, weeks, years even. It's one of the ways that Spirit will you know, use our technology to get our attention, to say hello. So if you're getting random phone calls like that, simply, you know, instead of getting frustrated and upset, it's like, oh, why does this keep happening? And, you know, I've got to get my phone checked and this is ridiculous already. And, you know, nothing but static on the other line. That's a hello from heaven. Okay. Notice coincidences. I don't even like the word coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in synchronicity, that they're receiving a symbolic message is a sign where synchronicities begin to line up. Our loved ones very often are eager to let us know that they're a part of our life. And they want, that happens sometimes when we least expect it. And one of the ways that they will do this, and one of the ways we receive this type of sign from the other side, is when synchronicities begin to happen. Keep an eye out for things that are out of the ordinary. You know, what do you look for? Well, you know, feathers in places where there shouldn't be a feather. For instance, there was a feather on my, you know, bathroom mat when I was in Kauai. Walk into the bathroom and there's a feather there. Well, I'll tell you, there were no chickens or birds or anything, you know, in our area. We didn't have feather pillows or nothing. I can look at all the logical reasons as to why talk myself out of it. But no, feathers, very small objects like feathers and coins, even stones, that Spirit will use smaller object and place them on our path so that we're able to recognize that they're with us. They will also, you know, Spirit uses energy to be with us, and they'll also use the energy of the animal world. So that's why I said they'll send butterflies and birds and ladybugs and dragonflies and you name it. They'll send it our way for a short amount of time to get our attention. So, you know that it's not, sometimes those animals, you know, keep an eye out for them, because it's not every day that the butterflies will swarm every person that's around. You know, if you have two or three butterflies around you, that's a definite sign that somebody on the other side is trying to say hello. Flowers, again, you know, Spirit will send us flowers in unexpected ways. I remember doing a reading for a lady whose best friend had passed. And during the reading, her friend said, I'm bringing her flowers. She's not noticing her flowers. And so I shared that with her, that there was a flower somewhere in her life that was popping up, that was unexpected, a place where there was a flower growing where there should never have been a flower. And at the time, the client said, no, I didn't even plant flowers this year. I don't even have, you know, a flower garden. And I said, well, I'm not sure what that means, I said, but you know what? Take it home. And so she did. And when she took it home and she looked around her yard, sure enough, there were flowers that were growing from underneath a rock in her backyard. You see, that was a sign and a message from her best friend saying, I am with you. So notice what pops up in your yard. Notice what, you know, plays, you know, what plays up. It's worth taking notice. It truly is. Now, finally, our loved ones on the other side, you know, will actually use other people to give us messages. And generally, the person delivering the message doesn't even know that they're being the messenger. They have no idea. That's why I said, listen to those little ones. Listen to what comes out of the mouths of babes. Listen to those around you. The words that they're speaking may be a direct message from spirit. Those in spirit, you know what? They send meaningful people into our life, you know, teachers and life partners, new best friends. And so listen, because through other people, they will speak. They will give us the guidance or the reassurance. And as I said, most often the person that's delivering the message is not even aware of the fact that they're being the messenger for you at that time. Okay, so I know, I mean, I can talk about this stuff all day. I love to talk about this stuff all day because it's my world. It's what, you know, I have grown up engaging and interacting with the other side. So for me, this is like, let's talk, let's get into this. And as I said, if you're interested in learning more and you want to continue the conversation with me, I want to encourage you to sign up for my upcoming certification program. Now I'll tell you, there's some other really great benefits about this that I want to make sure to touch on, which is new for 2018, which I'm like super excited about. So the Spiritual Art of Mediumship certification, again, you can find more information about that on my website at bonnieworth.ca, where we're going to spend, you know, everything. The workshop's all about mediumship. It's 2.5 days where we get to really indulge in conversation, where you get to strengthen your connection, where you get to develop, you know, some skills to be able to connect with the other side. So it's a really phenomenal program. It's unlike anything else out there. I'm very proud of the fact that is. One of the reasons for it is because it's taught by me. So nobody can teach it, of course, the way that I can teach it. I mean, there's all other people who have amazing teachers out there. Please don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, you know, this is something that was birthed through me, through my, not only in terms of what I've learned throughout my whole entire lifetime, but what I've learned along the way in terms of working professionally as a medium over the last, oh my gosh, how many years already? It's been quite a while. So it's an opportunity to completely immerse into my world with me and really explore some of the awareness of spirit, as well as some of the profound healing that can come from mediumship work. Now, I want to talk to you as well. What's new for 2018? Well, I'll tell you, it's so exciting is because spirit guided me. I have an exclusive membership group that you get to be a part of as a result of the certification. So I have the Medium's Om Spirit Lounge, which is on Facebook, where is it an exclusive online community. It's your perfect place to go for everything mediumship. Not only do you get guidance and support, you know, there are all kinds of discussions and opportunities to really explore the world with spirit to an even deeper level. Now, everything from channeled messages that I share with you, there's weekly energy reports that take place. And what's all kinds of fun is my weekly Facebook Live that takes place, where I get to be your mentor on call. For your personal, you know, questions, your development, whether it's business, you're overcoming any blocks or challenges. I mean, I'm there every Wednesday night to share in conversation and help and support with you. But what also is really great is that there are other exclusive opportunities. There's other workshops. There are online classes, as well as my monthly membership call that are not available to the general public. So the certification is great in terms of what it offers you within the learning of that weekend, but it provides you a doorway to so much more, which is almost like on the other side of the certification, sick medium humor, you will get to be a part of my online community. Anyway, my sweet friends, I want to tell you it is always a pleasure to connect with you every week. It is a pleasure to connect with Spirit, to share in, you know, how it is that they are showing up for you, the signs, the awareness, and to know that they're with you. And on the final note, I want to let you know, again, to remind you that if you believe that your loved one is with you, they are. If you think it's a sign, it is. Trust yourself. Don't talk yourself out of it. Receive the compliment. Receive the gift of the love from your loved one on the other side. Know that they are with you, they love you, and that they are very close for whatever you need. They're really just a conversation and connection away. All right, sweet friends, from my heart to yours, I want to wish you a fabulous day. Bye for now.